Deputy Fire Marshal at the City of Bryan, William Bowes, on hand, getting ready next weekend for the July 4th weekend.
That's right, and should be great weather for it, and we won't be dealing with a bunch of burn bans and drought, so this should be kind of different for some folks.
But fireworks is always at the top of your hit list.
Oh, they always are, because it does not ever change that fireworks are illegal by city ordinance in both Bryan and College Station. They are legal out in the county. But you want to do this with the right kind of protection and just taking the right kind of steps and precautions to make sure that you have a good outcome of the celebration and no tragedies. You always want to make sure that the area that you're shooting the fireworks in is mowed down well and doesn't have any kind of long grass, and that you have an extinguishment source.
Almost in addition to having it mowed, you almost have to have it hayed, because that cut grass is going to be pretty thick.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's kind of a complication. We had almost no grass before, and now we have lots of grass.
The other thing that you brought up, I want to make sure we have time to point out to folks, apparently there are legal explosive devices. Explosive may not be the right word. Fireworks is probably not the right word either, but there are things that make noise that are legal for sale.
That's right. There's a legal definition to what is a firework, a 3G or a 4G firework, a legal definition under the state code. And I was approached that question by text from someone the other day, and they were concerned that Walmart was selling fireworks. And I did my own checking, went by there, and sure enough, what they're selling is a party popper, that, as we like to call them. They kind of are packaged and look like they might be a firework, but they don't contain the amount of powder that causes them to be in the definition. So the stuff that is being sold in Walmart is illegal. Noise-making device, celebratory device, does not reach the level of what is defined as a firework.
How does one check to make sure whether something is legal or not to discharge in the cities?
Well, I can say that as far as we know, we don't have any places selling fireworks inside the city, because that's not allowed by law. They have to be 5,000 feet away from the incorporated city limits. So anything's being sold in, say, the convenience store and the Walmart, as far as we know, they are not illegally selling any fireworks. So those are all legal. I did find a little bit of a complication, in that it used to be that the only thing they sold in the fireworks stand were fireworks, but I have seen a few of those poppers and celebratory devices sold out there. So you can't be sure that they don't have something legal out there to sell, but what you can be sure of is that the stuff inside the city limits for sale by the vendors such as Walmart and the other stores, that is legal to be used in a celebratory fashion.
Visiting with Deputy Fire Marshal William Bowes, and want to finish up with another reminder about outdoor cooking.
Yes, extinguishment source, keep it far enough away from the house. Make sure that if you are setting it where you have combustible material underneath, either grass or on a wooden deck or something like that, that you pay close attention to what's going on with the embers, the coals in the grill, and have an extinguishment source. It's usually as simple as a water hose with the nozzle turned off, charged up, ready to immediately use, and just never leave it unattended. Remember that small hands can grab hold of hot objects even outside. We worry about that, and moms learn about that inside kitchens, about turning pot handles away. But it's just as important for the ones running the grill outside to make sure that they have a no zone for the little kids, and that they don't let them get too close to the grills.
Very good. We will visit the Thursday after the 4th, so we're hoping that nothing catastrophic happens between now and then.
You're absolutely right. I hope to have some very good news about no problems during the 4th.